I definitely want to congratulate the other winners. Seeing you all up here gives me a lot of hope and optimism. I also have to admit, in the theme of our fantastic speaker, that when they told me, well, you have about a minute to talk about Susan, I felt a great deal of sadness and anxiety, because I don't think it's possible for me to summarize how amazing and fantastic Susan is in 1 to 2 minutes. I started to try and write some things down, write down all of her amazing accomplishments. I know her husband's here, and he would agree, you should nod here, Jonathan, that she's an amazing wife and mother. She's an amazing executive. She has done so many fabulous things at the studio. She heads up our tech BRG. She sits on the board of the Digital Diversity Network. She just gives and gives and gives. But after I gave up on trying to recap all of her amazing accomplishments for you, I did realize that there was a common theme that came to the forefront for me. And I think really what I wanted to share with you about Susan is, I think she's really a Queen Midas. What she does is she just makes everyone around her and everything that she works on better. And it's really an amazing gift. And at the risk of using our superhero theme, I think it's really her superpower. She elevates what everybody around her does. And speaking for myself, I know that she inspires me to be a better leader, and is one of my great allies in the work that we do on diversity and inclusion at WB. She constantly challenges me to think, are we doing enough? Are we doing the right things? Are we having an impact? And she's not afraid to ask the really tough questions about the work that we're doing around D&I. So I feel so, so blessed and happy that I get to work with Susan almost every day. And so with that, please join me in congratulating her on this great award.
Keeping it. I don't know where you think it's going. Thank you, Vicki. I didn't realize I need tissues before I talked. So Guy Finley told me I had 3 minutes to share my feelings. Clearly, he does not know me. So I decided I was going to just start maybe back in the mid-70s when my mother was pregnant with me. It was in Taiwan, and all the neighbors and all of the elders had said, oh my gosh, you are definitely having a boy because of, you know, the way your belly is shaped and the type of food you crave and all those signs of where, you know, which foot was swelling up. You're having a boy. And my father's side of the family was so excited because I was the last hope that they had to have a grandson that would carry on the family name. And so the village was all, you know, waiting in anticipation for my birth. And lo and behold, I was born a girl. And, you know, all of that side of the province, I could tell, you know, I'm sure had this sigh of disappointment, right? Like, that was it for the legacy of this family. But my father and my mother and actually had already picked out a name, and a name created thinking that it was for a son. So my dad, you know, the quick mind he is, he did a quick switcheroo, and he added Ni, which is the female character, into a second character of my name, and was like, here you go. You know, we can modify and adjust as we go. And so that's my given name, Su Ting. What they also did was, from the get-go, they decided that they were now raising 2 daughters, and they decided to instill in us that we could do anything we wanted to do. But along with that, they realized that they needed to actually do stuff to create opportunities for us. And so at the age of 40, our whole family immigrated to the U.S. because they were committed to making it true that we could do whatever we wanted to do. Earlier this year, Vicki had challenged all of her leadership team to think about the type of leader we want to be. And there's a quote that I think it's from one of Tom Peters' book, and I've been thinking about it all year. And it goes something like, leaders don't create followers, leaders create other leaders, more leaders, something like that. And I've been thinking about that a lot in the light of who are all those leaders before me, including my parents, who created me, and what were the things that they did for me? And I think that, you know, with the power of the people in this room and the companies that you represent and all the community partners, that we really have a purpose in our leadership to create opportunities for other people, just the way my parents created it for me. And then more importantly, as we talk to a young girl or a young boy, to instill in them the sense that their voice matters and that their hard work matters. And I think with that, we're going to create more leaders. Thank you.